Today's episode of the Meat Improv is brought to you by Bzrk Audio. That's B-Z-R-K Audio. Jake, what do?
They make tweeters for your car.
That's right. They make tweeters or treble upper mid-range audio speakers for your car. So if your stock speakers in your car are a little muffled or weird sounding, you're not getting the full trebs.
Which you're probably not if you've got stock speakers.
Yeah, I definitely am not in my car. And I just got these tweeters, and I can't wait to try them out.
Yeah, they're going to add, enrich the detail and add some clarity to those horns, pianos, snares, vocals, and strings.
These tweeters can be pivoted, Jake. You ever hear about that?
Yeah, you can optimal placement.
Set up anywhere in your car. You can point them around so you can get treble pointed right at your
Woo!
Dome. Oh, baby.
If you're living in L.A., you're going to want some sweet tweets.
They're small.
They're small.
And they're convenient.
They pack a punch.
So, again, it's BZRK is the name of the company. So visit BZRKAudio.com or search Amazon or eBay for BZRK.
Go Bzrk.
Go Bzrk!
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
The Meat Improv!
Hello and welcome to The Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabor.
The Meat Improv is, of course, the improv and storytelling podcast where we bring on two comedian guests to tell true meaty stories from their lives. And then, Jake, what do?
We do improv comedy in the UCB style based off of those stories.
Wow. We always say that, but it gets loose. It's way loose.
Yeah. We've been served a cease and desist.
Today we have two very special guests who host the Pickle Hour together and basically do a lot of writing together, right?
Yeah.
We do. Yeah.
So comedy partners, you might say.
Oh, sure.
And friends?
You might say.
Okay.
You might.
As a stretch, perhaps.
Ana Salinas.
Ooh, hello.
Hello.
And Heather Alacoran. Heather, did I do it?
No.
You're
failing.
Alarcon. Higginbottom. Fucking hell. From the top. Say it. You say it.
Heather Alarcon Higginbottom.
God. I took 4 years of Spanish and then one year in college.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And it's all gone.
That's how I feel about French. I took 1 year of French. No, I took 4 years of French in elementary school. And all I can say is, je suis la moutarde.
You're the mustard?
Yes, ma'am.
You are the mustard. I know.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one to hold on to.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, I can also say, je t'ai coupé avec mon couteau. I will cut you with my knife. But I learned that one, you know, later on in college as a party trick.
Yeah, you got a positive one and a negative
one. Exactly.
That's all you need.
I am the mustard. I will cut you with my knife. The bare bones.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you combine them and say, I will cut the mustard?
No, I don't know how to conjugate in French. I assume te couperé is cut you, but I don't know how to say cut the mustard. If anyone out there speaks French, tweet at me, @FatComicsByAna. Let me know how to say it.
I could do French Google, but it'll fuck it up.
Yes.
Google cutting the mustard, also farting?
It should be. No. Wouldn't it be cheese?
I know it's cheese, but is it also mustard?
Wow.
No. But it should be.
Cut the mustard's like, have you like made the, like you up to snuff, isn't it? That cut the mustard.
Oh, for real?
I think so.
Whoa. I think so.
You can also, if you put a little mustard on it, it's like a little style.
A little pizzazz.
Really?
A little
pizzazz.
God, that talk about the ball. Blandest way to put style on something. Put a little mustard on it. Is it Dijon? Whoa.
I put a little mustard on a turkey sandwich earlier today.
Oh, man. You were pulling out of this top.
Straight yellow mustard.
Gave it a little.
Oh, straight yellow.
Damn.
You don't fuck around.
On a sandwich?
I like yellow mustard.
Honestly, that's the classiest of them all.
Yeah. Cubano is yellow mustard.
Yeah. It's worldly. Okay.
Sure. A little spice. A little spice indeed.
Now just everyone knows how I'm eating.
It can stay in your
turkey
shirts.
Sandwich and mustard.
Mm-mm. Cottage cheese. Mm-mm.
What?
Yeah, it's his least favorite food.
Cottage cheese?
Yeah.
I tell you, in college, I was really into cottage cheese briefly before I was lactose intolerant. And one day, I had two things in my fridge and only two things. A cottage cheese and hot sauce.
Yeah.
And I thought, this will make sense because cheese is savory. And it was so gross, I lost the taste for cottage cheese forever.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That happened to me with Goldschlager.
Did you put hot sauce on it?
I put hot sauce on the Goldschlager. And then I drank too much Goldschlager and can't drink it. Not that I want to anymore. Yeah. So I'm a grown woman. Grown women don't drink Goldschlager. And for those who don't know, it's a cinnamon liqueur
with little flecks of gold.
Yeah.
We've all seen Superbad.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. What do they call it in Superbad? Isn't it a knockoff name?
Oh, they must, because they can't say Goldschlager?
I think so.
That, yeah, that could be.
I'm not your man for Superbad trivia.
I am. I own that movie, and I've seen it like 12 times. I don't know why. It's very problematic. It's like, it basically endorses rape culture, but oh my God, drawing the dicks is so funny. That's so good.
I did enjoy that movie when it came out.
Yeah. I did as well.
What was
beautiful
I gonna say?
Dicks.
Beautiful cocks.
That was what you were going to say.
Yeah, now I got it.
Yeah, I looked at your notepad. It did say beautiful dicks.
In college, I would go up to dudes at parties and like point at them and go, nice fucking dick, dude.
What?
Nice dick. I just thought it was funny.
What did they say?
They said different things that I don't remember.
Were they into it usually?
I'm sure a couple
usually
of them said,
they
what?
Were. Yeah, most of them said, what?
It feels like a pretty good barometer for who's a douchebag, right? If they're like, yeah, then you're like, woof. But if they're like, what?
I feel the
You'd
opposite.
Think, but
like the ones that are like, yeah, are cool and get jokes. But the ones that are like, what are you talking about? Don't talk about my dick. Maybe they're the douches.
Oh, interesting.
Everyone, I think, was pretty middle of the road and reacted just about the same way, which was like, huh? What? Wait, what?
That's a fun one to drop at a
That's funny.
Period.
Whoa. Wait, girls aren't usually funny. You're cool.
So you married this guy? Or?
Yeah, no, now we're married.
That's a fun one to drop at a urinal, too.
Nice
stick, man. Nice stick. And then I don't do that to strangers because I don't like getting my face smashed on urinals.
I think so. Like, okay, this is a theory I have. I think the fact that guys pee next to each other with their naked dicks out and girls go into individual stalls.
Yeah, what's that about?
Is establishing a different culture of like togetherness and openness. Like, I feel like guys benefit from peeing next to each other and girls suffer from peeing in separate spaces because it makes us ashamed of our bodies and like isolated. I think if girls peed in a line with no walls, we might have a more open culture.
Should we try it? Right here, right now?
We can try. I mean,
should we pee here? Can we pee here?
Yeah, please.
I'll tell you this much.
Do you have a...
Yeah, you can go in the sink. You can go in the
bathroom.
A long tub.
Yeah, a long tub. A trough.
A trough.
I'll tell you, that trough isn't bringing me any closer to anybody.
Yeah. I've peed in a trough or two.
That's true. I am not speaking from experience.
I'll tell you what, though. A good urinal guard is never... I'm never like, damn it.
Oh, when they have the...
Most of them have...
Do.
Lots of them have that, yeah.
Oh.
I recently was in a restaurant. This was just on the 4th of July. And I was using the urinal and there were two men in the bathroom. One was in the stall doing going to the bathroom. And the other was fixing his hair in the mirror. And then the guy who was fixing his hair in the mirror started to exit the bathroom, but then remembered he needed to talk to his friend. So he just held the door to the bathroom open and was like talking to his friend. And I was like, hey, like, my penis is out. Close that door. Like, it was, like, right into the, like, host area. I was like,
that's crazy.
That's so conversation rude. In, but I didn't want to be like, come on in.
Do you get in trouble, like, you wild. Think, if, like, you're peeing in a urinal and the door is open and people, like, a child sees you? Because I don't know, a kid saw a dick, like, someone better be accountable. I don't know if it's you or the guy holding the door.
I would point to the guy holding the door, but he doesn't have his dick out, so.
Yeah. He'd be like, stop.
He can easily get out of the problem.
You just slip right out.
But it's not his dick.
I know, it's my dick.
That, I get it.
Yeah.
That feels like an invasion.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, wow, come on, man.
Did you say, did you actually say something?
No, I just.
I wouldn't have. No. I'm a big pushover.
Yeah.
That can get really weird.
He pulled me out into the host stand and pointed at my wiener, and I wouldn't have said anything.
I might have said,
Jesus
I'm so sorry.
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 So sorry. Yeah, I feel like you both, what I know of you, Jake, and knowing Heather, you both are on a similar wavelength of how you'd react if someone pulled you out into the open with your pants down.
Yeah.
And I would definitely vent about it publicly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you'd be like, that was so uncool. But in the moment, you'd be like, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would have raced back to the table to tell everybody.
Yeah. I would have raced out the door and gotten in a car and left. Excuse me, we have a situation in this Pollo Loco, I understand.
What?
Okay, who's you called the cops? You said that your your daughter saw a man's penis through the bathroom.
Yes.
Okay, I need to figure this out. Where's the man?
Jessica, where are you? You can tell the officer what you saw.
She saw
his penis.
Well, I was playing my Game Boy, and I looked up for a second. And
you were playing what? Come sorry.
I was playing my Game Boy.
Your Game Boy.
My Game Boy. And I looked
up, Jessica.
I looked.
The man has to take notes.
Oh my God! Did the dick make her sick?
I'm sorry.
I'm
not very good at public speaking.
It's okay. No, it's just you and I. You can tell me.
I was just sitting here, and then I looked up, and I saw that man's noodle.
His penis, she means.
I've got it.
His veiny penis.
It was veiny?
Yeah, it's like little noodles in it, like on a big noodle.
Okay. And this is the man who's...
Yeah.
Number two.
Someone, arrest this man. Don't serve him.
Well, I'm going to let him finish his order.
And
if he's going to the clink.
Two churros for $1.69.
Yeah, bro. We can do two churros, but it's 50 cents off for three churros.
Oh, I'll get three churros. Must be my lucky day.
Okay. This man has exposed his penis to my daughter.
Excuse me? What?
Sir.
One who has the churros.
What?
Showed his churro to my daughter.
Put in your pin. Let's get this over with. I do have to.
What is happening?
We had a complaint. Exposed yourself.
I did no such thing. I was using the bathroom, and somebody else held the door open while I was using the bathroom.
You want
a friend of yours? Do you have an accomplice?
No, he wasn't like putting me on display. I don't know who. I don't know where.
You sick man, you're a sick man.
I'm not a sick man. Please stop saying that.
Okay.
Hey, she's spitting on me.
Well, I can't technically do anything about that.
This is unbelievable. This is
who
not
held
me.
The door?
Some guy. I don't know. Maybe he's in the restaurant somewhere. It's a tall guy wearing a Dodgers hat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did see a tall guy wearing a Dodgers hat. He was walking out of the bathroom and left just in time for me to see that man's noodle.
Okay. The way she's saying that is making
me... Jessica, it's a penis.
I'd actually prefer to say noodle.
Wow.
Do I get a say in this? Can we not call it a noodle?
Okay, sir, I understand you were arrested on a charge of public indecency. We're just going to run through these questions. Really quickly.
Can I eat this while we do that?
Fine.
Three churros.
Okay. Look, if you just run down the events, mm-hmm. I understand you were in the bathroom mm-hmm. and then you exposed yourself to a young girl.
No, that's what the accusation is. I was using the bathroom. The door was held open by a man in a Dodgers cap. The young girl saw my penis.
Okay, it says here in the police report, the young girl saw your noodle. Can you confirm?
I cannot confirm. That's what the young girl said. She said noodle. The cop seemed to take a liking to that terminology.
Well, this officer Ramirez wrote this report, and he did write the man in question exposed himself, flopped out his veiny noodle, okay. and then proceeded to order food.
He took incredible narrative liberties with that. I didn't flop out my veiny noodle.
Okay.
I resent that entire hey. Thing.
Look,
like a churro.
It doesn't look good for you.
What?
Honestly, I think if you plead guilty, it's your best defense.
I didn't do anything. This is unbelievable. I'm not pleading guilty to anything.
Your Honor, can we take lunch to think about it?
Of course.
Great. Cut to the courthouse bathrooms.
So anyway, Jake, I think that
shut the door.
Shut the door.
I think we should. No, I think we should take the plea deal.
Look at that.
I'm in the middle of it. Penis. Look at don't look at my penis.
Maybe don't clarify that.
What am I supposed to do? Don't look at my noodle. Then
I just wanted to catch up on a couple
you
things.
Shut the door. Either come in or go outside.
It kind of stinks in there. I'm just trying to. Have a couple more.
I'm in the middle. I can't pinch it off.
Wait,
please. Close it or open it.
Have you gone yet? Angel hair.
Oh.
Yeah, it's small.
Come on. If anything, this is a penne. This is
more of a mastacioli.
I don't know what that kind that is.
Well, mastacioli has it's a straight cut end.
Okay.
You being uncircumcised seems more appropriate.
Fine, whatever. Please, it's my penis and I don't want it exposed.
Cut back to the courtroom.
I'll rise for the Honorable Judge Loftus. Mm-hmm. You may be seated.
Thanks for doing that for me.
You're welcome. Back to the matter at hand. We've heard the defendant. We will now hear from the jury. I understand.
What?
Yes. If you don't mind, I'm the foreman. We have some news.
No. I mind. Who's my lawyer?
We were all talking in the hall, and we
You're
saw
not
his
supposed
lawyer.
To be allowed to do that.
We can talk in the hall during lunch. We can do whatever we want. We were
it's
talking to
law.
A group
it's
of third graders who were on a field trip, and we all agreed this man's mastacioli was seen by all.
Penis.
Please, the foreman is speaking and using formal legal language.
We found it hard to believe that this man could possibly be innocent when he did the same thing right here in the courthouse.
Just now.
We have 12 different lawsuits we'd like to
12?
File.
12?
And one on behalf of the kids.
And one because
kids?
He's not
the third grade class.
Oh,
I've never
that's
seen such a thing.
Well, I take that is, great offense to that.
That is an infraction in the state
being
of
not circumcised?
In the state of California.
I'm outraged.
Order in my court. I sentence the defendant to 3 years of jail.
What?
We cut to prison. You better not be peeing in front of me.
It's just a toilet.
Yeah, a shared toilet.
Where am I supposed to go?
Have a little modesty.
Yeah, just like cover it up or something.
I'm covering it up. I'm sitting down on the toilet with my hand over my...
Oh, you're sitting down when you're peeing? You're a dude, man. Don't be weird about it.
Heather,
hello.
You want to go first? Tell the story? We're in the meat part of the podcast where we tell stories.
Okay. This is real meaty. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. Well, as you all know, DCM just happened, the Del Close Marathon.
Yes, indeed.
The world famous improvisational comedy festival held in the Big Apple. And it was the first night of DCM. And for those who don't know, there's a party space where they serve unlimited beer.
Scale of 1 to 10, how only, cold is that beer?
Not cold. Yeah. Only one kind of drink, and it is that same beer. That's it.
They had like two different... I don't know.
Who they really knows? Pulled out the stops.
But even leading up to that, I mean, Anna and I, even we both took separate but equal red eyes.
You're going to bring that into it?
Wow, Heather.
Segregation?
Wow. Yeah.
Separate but equal red eyes. But got like, we're met up at JFK with other people at like 7 in the morning. Eventually...
After a night of not sleeping.
Yeah, not sleeping. And then, like, it's all hot, whatever. We finally freshen up and get back out there, and we immediately just start drinking. You think it's going to be... You think you're gonna stay sober, and you don't.
You know, I never go into DCM expecting that.
Yeah. We also had a drink starting at, like, 4 p.m.
Right.
But so we were
It was refreshing.
Cruising.
It was a refresh. I don't know. You know, when you're sticking, when you're not doing shots, you don't really feel it and it catch up to you. Anyway, so fast forward to the party space, and I'm way more drunk than I thought I was. But I was hungry, and there's this restaurant I wanted to go to, which I still never went to, called the Spotted Pig. And I was like, I wonder if it's still open. It's like, time is it?
It's
2
like
in the morning?
It's like a bougie, fancy restaurant. I mean, it is not where you go at 2 in the morning for drunk eats. It's like a nice sit-down restaurant.
It's true.
Of course it was not open at 2 in the morning.
It was, though. Yelp's, well, from my perspective, Yelp said it was open.
From your perspective.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Is it the one in Chelsea?
Or am yeah, I think
is
it's
it like
in Chelsea.
Is it like a barbecue
yeah.
place kind of
it's
thing?
Not, I don't know if it's like... New American or Gastropubby?
Okay. I think I've seen it.
But like fancy Gastropub? I don't know. It's good though. It's too many dollar signs on Yelp, but it's fine. And I thought I'm a 30-year-old woman. Like I'm here. I got my credit card. Like it says it's open. I'm going to call a Lyft. I'm going to go get something to eat. Damn it.
Yeah.
I can do that. 2018, we're taking lifts by ourselves.
So is this from the party space?
This is from the party space.
Okay, so
without telling anyone.
Yeah, so I Irish goodbye'd because that was too complicated. I was like,
and we were staying together at the same hotel room.
It's true. I should have told Anna, but I didn't. I figured I'd go, I'd eat, I'd come right back. BFD, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want anyone to stop me. So I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to hear you're too drunk. You can't go.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I'm going. This is happening. Anyway,
sure enough,
I've previously been describing this as I must have fallen asleep in that lift. But another way of saying that is I blacked out and I came to and I was walking around a random street.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. This is not a flattering portrait of myself. And I like I can only imagine what I looked like, just really crazed because like all of a sudden I was on a street. Like I don't remember getting into the lift. I'm ashamed, but I don't remember getting in the lift. But I know I did because I checked my history.
Uh-huh.
We didn't make it to the Spotted Pig, somewhere in between.
He just let you off.
I think I must have fallen asleep and he or she was just like, ma'am, I can't deal with this liability. You got to get out. I'm speculating, of course, because I don't remember, but I had all my stuff.
Whoa.
And the cops pull up and they're like, ma'am, are you okay? Are you lost? Do you need help? And I walked up some steps to the nearest building and pretended to look for my keys in my bag. And I was like, oh, I'm home. I gotta find my keys. Oh, you know, they're in here somewhere. Nice. Mind you, it was a very small black purse. I found them.
They definitely weren't buying it, but we're like,
they said, fuck it. Whatever. I was not going to stop looking.
It was
for
also
my
a Taco
keys.
Bell.
Yeah, we were at a standoff. I wasn't going to stop pretending to look for my keys until they drove away.
So were they trying to wait for you?
I can't tell how much time had passed, you know. but they did drive away eventually. And I was like, all right, you made a mistake. Okay, this is a lesson. We learned it, but we got to get home to the hotel.
That's always when I know that I've like stepped in some shit is when I'm speaking to myself like, we've got to do this.
We have a mission.
You're
alone in New York.
I'm like talking to my body like it's like motivated by
it
itself.
Is. I was like, we can't fall asleep, Heather. We can't black out. We got to keep it together. So I was like trying to use my phone. I was like, okay, we got to call a Lyft again. For some reason, it was difficult trying to use my phone. Either way, this is a large black SUV pulls up with tints, and they roll, and he rolls down the window, and he's like, I can take you to wherever you need to go. And I was like, are you my Lyft? And he's like, no. I was like,
the biggest red flag.
Oh. Yeah. He's like, I was like, did I call the Lyft yet? He's like, I don't know. And he's like, where are you going? And I'm like, I got to go to the Standard in the East Village. And he's like, all right, I'll take you. And I'm like, well, okay, but I got to cancel this Lyft. I didn't call it. I hadn't called it yet. And I was like, well, how much is it going to cost? And he's like, $17. And I was like, it's going to be okay, right? And he's like, yeah, I'll take you to the Standard in the East Village, right? And I'm like, uh-huh. And he's like, just get in. And I'm like, okay. Well, here goes nothing. No. And I asked him again. I was like, it will be okay, right? You're going to take me?
you were aware.
I was aware that I needed reassurance.
This was a very crazy thing to do.
Although, but I couldn't use my, like, Anna, I got to come clean. Like, I'm very ashamed of this. Uh-huh. I couldn't use it. I couldn't use my phone. I was trying. And it was like, slow as molasses, you know? I was like, oh God, which button? This one. That's not the one. That was Yelp again. I can't. Why isn't it working?
Oh my God.
It's like if you remind me when you like, I don't know if you ever done this, but if you ever do mushrooms and look at your phone, like once in a while I'll do that and be like, what am I even doing? I can't.
It is. Yeah. We're like, you can't tell depth and everything's glowing and big size. Like,
I mean,
fingers are huge.
But to my knowledge, I wasn't on psychedelics. I just had been day drinking and traveling and
low on sleep.
Yeah, all that stuff. So, you called me while I was in the car.
I realized Heather was gone at the party space and I was like, oh, she must have left. And then I got to the hotel and you weren't there. So I was like, oh no, I gotta find Heather. I looked at the party space and didn't find you. And in that moment, I thought I was very heroic. I was like, Heather is alone. I've gotta locate her. And then I called you once I got to the room and you were like, I'm on the streets of New York. And I was like, oh my God, get in a Lyft. And then you got in the Lyft.
Oh wow, we were on the phone then?
Yeah. Whoa. You got in the Lyft and you were like, okay, I'm in a Lyft. And I was like, great. And then I hung up and then I went to sleep. Little did I know, you were not in the Lyft.
I was not.
You were
in
just
the
in
Lyft.
Some man's car, mm-hmm. who then said, to pay me, just give me your phone and I'll Venmo myself.
Right. Well, yeah. So, so we get there and, yeah, I hand, yeah, he, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to pay you. He's like, Venmo works. And I was like, well, here you go. And he Venmoed himself $17 and I hopped out of the car and Edgar on his boyfriend was right there.
Yeah.
So I Anna did the very heroic thing of sending Edgar to rescue me.
Well, I didn't even send him. I fell asleep. I was like, oh, yeah, Heather's, she's in a lift.
She's got this.
And then I don't know how he knew you were there. Maybe you called my phone or something.
Oh, I might have.
Maybe. Hmm. Yeah, because I was asleep. Oh, I think I was in and out because you guys got pizza, right?
Apparently. Once I saw Edgar, I was free to black out again, and I don't remember getting pizza. Oh, my God. I'm just like, if my husband Bob hears this. Oh, God. Well, I had to tell him about this eventually anyway, so.
No. Look.
Thanks, Anna.
No. Keep it a secret.
Well, here's what makes it worse, okay? And your this husband, is really going to paint me in a bad light. Look, I'm going to learn how to. It's going to be fine. I'm fine. But before leaving for DCM, my husband, Bob, cause I guess I can be a little narcoleptic when I drink. And he was like, don't get too drunk and decide to smoke weed and fall asleep somewhere random.
Sure enough.
Sure enough. Well, yeah, Eileen had a vape pen, and I was like, well, just right. a touch.
Yep, that was what did it. That was
just a touch.
I've been there.
Yeah. Thanks, Josh.
That story, that's a very familiar story to me.
But, yeah, but then we did make it back to after pizza, after the alleged pizza. I do remember, like, being back in the room and, like, texting Bob, being like, back home safe. Good night. And he's like, oh, good. And I blacked out again.
Improv! Okay, wake up, everybody. We can do this. Heather has passed out in New York City. She needs her pilots. Okay, let's see if we can get her up off of this bench.
Woo, woo, woo.
Hey.
We've got her. We've got her up.
Okay, we got her up.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
She's hungry. She's hungry, but
that's
it's
easy.
Late.
Okay. We can get food.
Can I just say, on behalf of legs, don't feel like it.
Hey. God, classic Heather.
And I don't feel Heather. Like it.
We are doing this together.
You can't speak for all of us.
What are
legs
want to
sleep. Legs want to sleep.
Mouth
put
makes
my
a
feet
really good
up.
Point. We should get food.
Yes. Don't you want to eat legs?
Oh, yeah. I bet mouth wants food. I want a calf massage. How's mouth feel about that? Huh? I want a calf and quad massage.
Good mouth, luck you got, finding it.
Oh, yeah. I bet you I could. Could
you know what? It's not easy for me. I'm nose. And this city stinks. Someone definitely peed under this bench.
We cut out and see Heather sitting on the bench, just like her top half is just flailing about, her legs are quiet. Thanks, sorry. Hey, can we argue about this later inside? It's cold. It's the middle of the night, okay?
Okay. Legs.
Legs.
Come on.
Fine. All right. And a one. And a two.
Ow, hey, whoa, hello. Nobody asks feet. Nobody asks feet. If feet's ready to go, I mean, geez.
Kind of
feet.
Part of the legs.
Yeah, what are you?
I mean, you're just the bottom of the leg, feet.
I'm the foundation of this whole motherfucking
body. Get off
body.
Your high horse.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you think your feet, you're more important than quads?
I don't want to fight again.
No, let's not
fight. Fight again.
You know what? How much
to carry the whole?
How much do quads remember of what it felt like to be with Heather's ex-boyfriend? You know who remembers that? Nose.
God.
Okay, Nose. You're probably overplaying your.
No, Adam smelled like detergent. Tide.
That's not even that interesting.
Well,
okay.
Fine. Sounds like it could have been a lot.
We
worse.
Had to feel his hairy legs up against mine.
We were chose as the autopilot for a reason. Legs, feet, mouth, and nose. Yep. We should be able to smell food and talk to somebody to get us there. And we'll...
Look,
So can we all get along for a minute?
Yeah, we're good. Hey, I don't mean to be crude, but there's an asshole upstairs that is kind of going out.
Hey, nobody wake up, asshole.
Well, kind of letting everything out at this point. It's a fart machine up there.
Okay, that's fine. As long as asshole's farting, we're fine. Let's not upset asshole.
Hey, guys. You know, you shouldn't shame me. It's just my design.
Nobody's shaming you.
Nobody's shaming you. No, please.
I wasn't the one who told her to have a bean burrito for dinner. That was stupid.
We cut out you sitting on a park bench just farting next to somebody else on the bench.
Oh. All right. I'm going to catch another bus.
We go back in. Very elegant farts, honestly.
Yeah. You do great work.
Yeah. Thanks, easy for you to
guys.
Say. Yeah, feet. You're sort of all the way in the bottom there.
Okay, guys, I smell something really good. Can we please follow that smell? It smells like...
The farts?
No.
No. That's so conceited.
Oh, gross.
To enjoy the smell of the farts.
Feet? You enjoy the smell of the farts?
I see Heather smelling her own butt.
With her feet?
You
gotta share the bench.
Guys,
we've made no progress.
Feet are going crazy. By the way, it makes a lot of sense that feet and asshole would get along.
Yeah.
Let's not do that now.
All right. Rue. I mean,
shit. Cop. Everybody be cool.
Wake up, eyes. Eyes, look cool. Look cool.
Eyes, look cool.
Okay, eyes.
Come on, eyes.
Easy
I'm here.
Does it.
I'm here. Okay.
Easy
yeah.
does it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, easy I see a it. Cop. I see red, blue lights. Hands, go for the purse. Go for the purse. Look for the keys. Look for the keys.
Okay, all right. I got
and
this.
Left tits out. Left tits out. Left tits out. Hands, left
oh,
tits
no.
out.
Oh, no. Oops. Well,
come
sure.
back to the bench. The cop is taking a picture with his iPhone. Cut back inside. Say hi to the cops. Mouth.
Hi, where's Mouth? Mouth.
Hello, officer. I'm just looking for my keys.
That was great. He bought it.
Okay. That was a close call. Away. We almost got a legs. Safe ride home.
Legs maybe. Engage.
Come on. All
right. Come on, feet.
All right.
Plant okay. yourselves.
Okay.
All right, legs and a Heidi.
We cut back to the bench. She just falls forward.
Hands!
Oh.
No. Are you okay? Are you
no,
bleeding?
I'm not okay.
You're bleeding.
I'm bleeding.
No, nose.
Sorry, nose.
Oh my God, I'm bleeding.
Damn.
Okay, can we just get ourselves cleaned up and get to the nearest pizza place, okay?
Okay.
I smell cheese pizza.
Let's do it.
One block.
Can
Lead
we?
Way.
Can we crawl?
Yeah, fine.
Crawling is fine. I'll just tell everyone what we're doing. Pizza! Pizza!
Mel, shut up! Mel, chill!
We cut back out like a dog's barking at her. Don't look there, honey. That's just New York. Cut back. Okay, I think we're working. We're here.
Okay, everybody be cool.
Okay.
Eyes, we're going to need you to engage.
God, I swear to God, this is like a 24-hour job. I was promised a little shut-eye if I agreed to the red-eye flight. Fine. Okay.
Well, my legs were uncomfortable hitting the person in front of me who reclined all the way.
Oh, my God.
I'm always uncomfortable.
We get it, feet. You have to hit the ground. God, sob story.
The foundation of the body.
Okay.
Okay. Look, I'm
really cool body.
Great body. We all agree.
Great.
It's good. It's a good one. It's fine. It's not bad.
Legs do a lot of the work.
Wait a minute. What's the cashier's talking to us? I don't.
Ears.
No, come on.
Yeah?
Yeah, I gotta get a little bit of rest time here. I don't even get a good night's sleep. I never get to sleep entirely.
Ears.
Creaks in the night. Creaks and cracks.
Is that what the cashier is telling us?
Huh? Oh,
what is it?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I think
Do you need help? Like, are you gonna? Nick, nod.
Nick,
you do need help. Oh, okay. Look, ma'am, like, can I call somebody for you?
Pizza.
Ma'am, shut up. Jesus Christ.
All right,
he
sure.
knows we want pizza. We already ordered it.
Okay, we did.
We did. Do you want cheese or pepperoni?
What do we want?
All of it.
All of it.
I don't know.
All of it. All.
Okay, well,
breadsticks.
Wait a minute. Ice? What are you doing? Ice?
What?
Ice?
Garlic knots?
Ice.
Spaghetti?
Stop freaking out. You're freaking out the cashier.
Spaghetti? Put the pizza, spaghetti, pizza.
Oh,
pizza
God.
Sandwich.
Ears, are you getting this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just getting it.
If you just hand me your phone, I mean, I can just have you. I can just. Do like a Venmo
hands fee. Phone hands hand
Wait,
the
do
phone.
We want to vote on this? That seems sketchy. We're handing over the phone.
Let's vote.
Let's
seems
yeah,
okay.
Seems okay.
Do we have anything on the phone we don't want the pizza guy to see?
Oh God. Yeah. Yep. Boob. Left boob.
Left boob. You're all over that phone.
What? Oh. Oh, it's. Whatever.
Are you drunk, left boob? This is the one time you get to shine.
Left boob is always drunk.
Right.
Right boob. Come on.
Well, what?
Give
someone has
break.
To have some class around here. Left boob's thither and yon. I've got it.
Girls, please. This fucking slut. No. Fucking hate this bitch. It's right boob bitch.
Do you want to do this right now?
No. Boob, stop fighting.
We just seem to cut back out. The cashier is just amazed as these tits fight each other.
I don't know how to feel in the air. I didn't ask for this. I don't want to go to jail, but I enjoy seeing your boobs fight.
We cut into the cashier's head. What do we say, guys? Vote on this?
Yeah, vote. This is cool.
Cool?
Not bad. Yeah, pretty good day at work.
Sweet, Tut.
No.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, balls. Get a hold of yourself.
It's just an idea.
Should we touch?
Okay.
God, every day with you. We got to keep you on a short leash.
Ah, stop.
Yeah, come on, legs pinch together a little bit. Tuck it in the sweatpants.
It's just a family waiting in line as this Heather's boobs are fighting each other and this guy's like grabbing his balls.
Can you please help me?
Hey, what's up? Josh, this is my lift. I'll come on in.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway. So we're just going to, I guess we'll just go, sorry. We're going to go to the Echo. I'm going to go see a show there. But
the Echo?
Yeah. I mean, punch it in. I did it. Can I ask you something? Can I just ask you something?
Yeah, you can ask me anything.
Am I going to be okay?
Well, that's a big question, isn't it? I mean, how are the other aspects of your life going? You know, I mean, do you have a job? Do you have a purpose?
Purpose?
Yeah. You know, like my purpose is to take people from A to B safely. So
yeah,
I'm doing great. I'm going to be okay, but I can't really say if you're going to be okay. Fuck. You know, you didn't even buckle your seatbelt. You're really living on the edge.
Sorry. I just, you know, wouldn't have killed you to say, yeah. But,
I mean,
you know. You're right.
You
no, do I have
me.
A job? No, do I have
you
a job?
Know.
Not really.
You shouldn't.
I
just
used
assume.
To baby. I used to nanny.
So you're good with assistant. Kids?
No, I used to nanny.
Oh
the
shit!
The kids didn't like me.
Are you fucking freak?
What?
Are you fucking weirdo, dude? What happened with you and the kids?
No, not like that. The kids didn't like me. They said I was too needy.
Beep boop. Added one passenger.
I can only afford Uber, pool, Lyft, whatever, Lyft lines.
Hi.
Hi. Hey.
Elsa?
Yep. please don't make the Frozen joke. Everybody does.
I wasn't going to. Boy, passengers are really assuming a lot about old Lily over here.
That's fine. Hey.
Hi.
Hi. So can we put on some Usher?
Well, no, you see, here's the thing. Sir, to answer your question from before about whether or not you're going to be okay.
What? No one was asking that.
Let's just say. I don't sure as shit don't know.
Okay.
I mean, maybe not. You don't have a job right now. I don't know. I mean, here's an attractive woman. Are you going to make a move? I mean, you don't have a job?
What? No. I'm in between things right now, but I definitely have an appointment on Monday. I'm not bad with kids.
Bad with kids?
Bad with rich kids.
What did you do to kids?
Nothing. Nothing. I was just like, I had too many ideas for things that I thought would be fun. No.
You know what? Are you a freak?
What? No, I'm not a freak.
Are you a freaking weirdo?
I am not a freaking weirdo. I've studied liberal arts. You know, I'm just
that
a regular guy.
Broad
you're
and
studying liberal arts now?
Just the liberal arts?
How old are you? 40?
42. But it's like, you're never
are
too
you
young to be educated.
Generally studying the liberal arts?
At least I'm improving myself. Be honest with me. If none of this had happened, is my face okay?
No.
Okay. Are you saying that because you're mad or because it's true?
Because it's true.
It's disproportionate?
Yeah, look, you've got big old eyes. And a little chin.
Very weak chin.
I mean, everyone knows a chin is the foundation of the mind. Mm-hmm. It's what holds the mind up.
That's why Jay Leno is so successful. Love Jay Leno.
Love Jay Leno.
Love Jay Leno.
We please put on some Usher?
Wouldn't mind some Usher.
Sure. Let me just... but I don't pay for Spotify, so who knows what song is going to come up.
Doo-doo.
B-sides, Usher, I guess.
I'm actually at my sister's Spotify account. If
Oh, yeah. Can you put that on? Don't be weird about it.
What?
Don't be weird about
it. I'm not being weird about it.
You have your sister's Spotify account? You don't pay for your own Spotify account?
You don't pay for your own Spotify account,
at least it's my Spotify account.
Well, anyone can set up a Spotify account.
What kind of 42-year-old goes to the Echo anyway?
Yeah. Are you hitting on young girls?
Not young. Why it's Funky Soul Night. I'm just dance.
Fine,
I'm just going to dance by myself.
Let's hook up your sister's Spotify. I'm dying to hear some good music.
Hold on. You remember my passcode?
Heartbreaker, you got the best of me.
Oh, can you change it?
I don't know where. This must be on one of the Google tabs. One second. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take this.
Josh, what did I tell you about using my Spotify account?
Hey, come on, Tracy.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
I'm fine. I asked you not to use it.
Well, I didn't know you could get a notification.
I got a notification. Mom and Dad are worried about you.
No. Ha ha, Tracy.
You're on speakerphone.
You're on speakerphone.
Oh, good. Are you getting some help?
I'm here with my friend.
We're not friends. I'm your Lyft driver.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, your brother asked if I thought he was okay, and I thought it was just kind of a big question.
It is a big question.
Put on someone.
What did you think, though?
Our
parents, they're at their wits' end. Maybe we need an outsider's perspective. What about him is not okay? We're too close. We love him too much.
Well, it's just you. Do you ever?
And don't say my turtles.
Oh God!
Oh, you got turtles.
Josh, you're not still bringing those to the Echo, are you?
God, well, they like Funky Soul.
You're a 42-year-old with pet turtles you bring to places.
It's a conversation starter. A lot of guys go up and try to nag a girl or whatever. Say like,
what?
Fat ass pervert or whatever you say to nag a girl.
Don't say that.
Whatever.
Say that
I read the whole. I read the first four chapters of the book, The Game. So
you
read that
book?
Yeah.
Are they not supposed to say that? Because they say that to me all the time.
Really, Lily?
Josh,
oh my gosh.
You're not still reading that book, are you?
I'm getting through it.
Tracy?
That book got you fired.
Tracy, This is Lily, the Lyft driver.
Yes.
I want to know your opinion. Okay. Actually, now that we're laying things all out there.
Okay.
Do you think I'm okay?
That's a big question. I mean, you're driving around my brother. He's your paying brother? You.
He is paying me.
Are you? I mean, you saw him.
Yeah.
You're providing a service to him. How old are you?
22.
Okay. I'm
28. I'm a monster.
That's not old. A lot of good people are 28.
You should come to Funky Soul.
Yeah, you should come to Funky Soul.
What for? For guys to tell me I have a fat ass?
Call you a pervert.
Call me a pervert. I mean, no, unless that's what you want.
I mean, it worked before.
Fat ass pervert.
Jesus Christ.
What? What? She wasn't into the turtles.
You know,
she said it worked before.
All this time, I thought we had a safe space in this Lyft
what?
Line.
I'm sorry. I'm just...
And the second you have it in, you just go full throttle to the weirdo.
Are you talking... Who, me?
No, this
I just appreciate,
turtle guy.
I just appreciate how assertive he finally became.
Is your sister still on the line?
Tracy,
I'm still
can
here.
You weigh in here?
Who's this third voice? Seems like she's got a good head on her shoulder.
It's Elsa.
I'm Elsa. Don't make the Frozen reference.
Okay.
I know you're thinking it.
What are you doing tonight?
Well, I was going to go to the Echo and meet up with my sister.
Oh, that's nice.
What's your sister's name?
Brittany.
Shame.
Oh, God, I know. Everyone's like, wouldn't it be cool if she was like Anna from Frozen? I get it. My name is like Frozen.
To be honest, you seem to be hung up on the Elsa Anna thing.
Well, it's hard to live up when you're the girl with your name in a Pixar movie is an ice magician.
Yeah, I guess. You think about that a lot?
Yeah. Am I good enough? Am I magical enough? I guess what I'm saying is, am I okay, Tracy?
How old are you?
16.
You're 16?
I can't be driving you. This is illegal.
What?
Get out.
What? No. You're pushing me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. What have I done?
She exploded.
Oh, no.
Smash. Disconnect Tracy.
What?
I'm turning
my
off
phone.
I'm smashing my phone. Now none of us are okay. We're not going to the Echo anymore. Let's just say that.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm going to have to go out into Joshua Tree and lay you out to pasture.
Woo, 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 woo.
Oh, crap.
Oh. Hey, these turtles are not technically above board. So. Don't mention them.
Don't mention the fact that I just threatened to murder you either.
Put down your window, miss.
Hi.
License and registration. You have any ice?
Shh. Boom, boom, boom.
Woo, 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 woo. Woo, 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 woo.
Are we going to be okay?
No.
All right, let's do another story time. Anna, you're up.
Okay. I will tell you a story about summer camp. This is why I never went back to my summer camp.
Where'd you grow up again?
What year was it?
Ooh. Are you okay?
I'm from Florida.
I thought
Sarasota,
so.
Sarasota, Florida. And I used to go to summer camp at Camp Tonawanda, which is in Hendersonville, North Carolina. It is an all-girls Christian camp. It is where Heavyweights was filmed.
Oh.
It is not a fat camp. It is just a Christian girls camp. But I went there, and my first year of camp,
I fell in love. I was 9 years old, and I was because we only had one dance. You only went for 2 weeks, and you had one dance with the all-boys camp, like across the lake, Camp Carolina. And it was my first time dancing in a public setting with boys there. Mm-hmm. And I immediately saw this guy who I thought was really cute, and we danced the whole night. We did, and at that time you like counted your dances. I think I racked up like 8 fast dances and 2 slow dances.
Whoa.
So it was a big deal.
Is this like the Victorian era where you have like a dance card
yeah.
take a cue?
And he was
all with him.
All with him. In my mind, he was so cute. He had brown hair and brown eyes. We were the same height. And he wore cargo shorts and a white t-shirt under a plaid button-up mm-hmm. short sleeve.
Cute.
With puka shell necklace.
Oh, God.
I know. And the next morning, we did this thing at camp where the camp, like, supervisor, who was a woman, would be like, okay, girls. And they all had Southern accents. Okay, girls, everybody stand up. Everybody who fast danced with the boy last night, stay standing. Everybody else, sit down.
Whoa.
And the winner of this, you had to be the last one standing. They asked all these questions. The winner got a Hershey's chocolate bar. And they were like, okay, everybody who slow danced with the boy, keep standing. What? Everyone else, sit down. Everyone who got the address of a boy, keep standing. Everyone else, sit down. And then this is the moment everyone was waiting for. And I was still standing by this point.
Hell yeah.
Because I got his address.
Hell yeah.
Everybody who kissed a boy, stay standing. Everybody else, sit down. And I had to sit down at that point. I had not kissed Garrett Rowell. Garrett Rowell is his name. Rowell, R-A-W-L. You can look for him.
Way to out him, puka shell.
Yeah. Well, there's more. So I didn't win, but obviously this guy still really stayed with me, and I had his address. And at that time I was like very embarrassed to admit I had a crush. So like I clearly liked him. But I didn't want to like talk about it. And then I was going to write him a letter. But I just never got around to it because I was too embarrassed to write it when the other girls were there. So I took the address home with me, and, I planned to write it as soon as I got home. But then when I got home, my mom was unpacking my stuff and she found the address and she was like, Anna, what's this? And I was like, oh, nothing, nothing. It's nothing, Mom. It's nothing. See, I'm throwing it away. It's just trash. And I grabbed the address away and I put it in the trash can in the bathroom. And then I waited, you know, I waited it out a little bit. And then an hour later, I went to go retrieve it and it was gone. My mom had emptied the trash. And then time. And so I couldn't send a letter to Garrett Rowell, which was heartbreaking. Some time goes by. And I was like getting ready to go to camp the next year. And my mom was like, we can't afford it. You're going to go to camp here. And I was like, no, no. And I thought, this is okay. I'll bounce back. And then I didn't. That was like the last time I went to camp. I never saw Garrett Rowell again until recently. So, you know, you have those names that stay in your head. Like, I even have a picture of what his face looked like. And I don't know how accurate it was, but I was like, he was a perfect boy. We got along so well. He liked me just as much as I liked him. And then maybe like 6 months ago, I was like, wait a minute. Oh,
it's time.
Here's some backstory. I had looked him up because that was like the early days of the internet. So I had looked him up on like the directory on the internet and obviously got a billion Garrett Rowells, and there was no way to know. A couple months ago, I was like, wait a minute. We're in the age of Facebook stalking. And I pride myself.
Well into it.
I pride myself on being able to like find anyone with just a first name. Because I'm like, you know, we all do that like sleuthing where it's like, who do they know? What are the, like, go to who they know, like, look at their friends, look at their photos. You know, we're all creeps.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh my God,
I should look up Garrett Rapp. I knew where he lived. He was from Charleston, South Carolina. I knew he was my age. And I thought maybe Camp Carolina might be on there somewhere. But like, whatever, that's enough. So I searched him. And there weren't that many, I will say. There were maybe two pages of Garrett Rouse.
That sounds like a lot.
Well, if you think about it, like,
there's a ton of Josh Simpsons.
I was able to cancel a lot of them out because they had to be my exact age. Mm-hmm. And they had to live in Charleston.
And they had to look like the perfect boy.
They had to be, you know, brown hair, brown ass, brown eyes, at least.
Puka shell profile pic.
No. And I was able to narrow it down. It actually wasn't that hard to find him. I think I found him in like 2 minutes. Because he was like the only one my age. So I clicked on the picture. And it was him standing in front of a pile of dead deer. And I scanned the rest of his pictures, and it was all dead animals. Like him standing in front of a pile. Not one. A pile of dead rabbits. Just Jesus hunting Christ. After oh, hunting God. After hunting picture. I guess the moral of the story is let young love die. Don't try to pursue it.
You didn't say hi? You got all the info you needed.
I got all the info. I can't.
Yeah, that's a lot for me.
Also, there is the part of me that was a little crazy. He probably doesn't remember me, but also as I'm saying that, I'm like,
he bet you remembers you. Yeah.
Do you guys think Robbie Albarn remembers me?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I don't think he does.
No, he definitely does.
He doesn't.
He watched Phantom Bread on Vimeo.
And he was like, funny video of people I don't know.
Yeah, I bet he reads Splitsider.
How for many sure. Of the women at the camp got Hershey Kisses?
Oh, it was a full Hershey's chocolate bar and only one.
Only one went as far as kissing? Or maybe there were more steps after kissing?
They just
kissing?
Kept asking until there was only one person left. There might have been a step after kissing. There might have been like... I can't imagine what would be after kissing that they would be cool.
That's why I was surprised that they were like rewarding you anyways.
That part was weird, but they didn't say make room for Jesus, really. We were just all very chaste. Like, no one really crossed any lines. It was the counselors who were like fucking in the bathrooms and stuff.
All right, well, you're being counseled by like a bunch of super pubescent teenagers, probably.
Yeah. They were probably like 16 years old and they were all always hungover. But yeah, I just remember how crazy it was that they did that at all. Like, okay, who got with a boy? If you didn't sit down, fuck you.
Yeah.
Better luck next time.
It's just problematic every way you look at it.
It really
feels
is
weird.
And I mean, it was very like, cause North Carolina is so, what are they called? Purity balls, that whole culture. And all of
purity
our
balls,
purity you, balls, promise rings,
purity balls, like
a dance, right?
It's like a dance.
Oh,
I was picturing like a lock or a chain or something. Like
me
that.
Too. I was like
twist it around.
I was picturing a sculpture of testicles.
Yeah, but all our camp songs were like, don't let a boy touch you. A boy will try to hold your hand, but don't let him, because beauty is as beauty does.
What? But anyway, if you kissed a boy, here's candy.
Yeah, right? It was conflicting messages.
I would have
very heteronormative.
I would have assumed it was a trap, and I would have lied if I had kissed a boy.
Oh,
because I would have been like, they're trying
cheering.
To fucking
man,
get
I felt
me. Not going to get me.
I felt very cool when I was still standing after fast and slow dancing, because most girls hadn't slow danced also.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm talking real shit.
Improv! I'm getting a candy bar this year.
Megan.
I'm getting that candy bar. I don't care if I have to. I don't care.
Okay, fine. You're getting the candy bar. Can you please just finish braiding my hair?
Yeah. What are you planning on doing with a boy this camp?
I don't really...
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Huh? Hi.
Did I hear someone say they think they're getting the candy bar.
Yeah.
Because I'm fixing to get that fucking candy bar. As God is my witness.
Okay, Julia.
I will get candy again.
We get it. Last year, you got the candy bar for tongue kissing a boy, and everyone cheered for you at dinner.
Slurp, slurp.
Gross. I'll see your slurp, slurp. I'm getting that candy bar.
Megan.
What?
Your dad is a pastor. What would he think?
I don't know. He would appreciate my go get him spirit. I'm not even really attracted to boys, but I'll do whatever I have to get a candy
bar.
You're
not attracted to boys?
Not really. I don't know. I haven't explored my sexuality and discovered where I fall on the spectrum.
But if you want a candy bar, I'll buy one for you at the canteen.
I don't want your pity candy bar. I want one that I worked for.
Okay, whatever.
Oh. Hello, girls. Are we talking about the candy bar?
Hi, Maribel.
Hello.
It's funny you're talking about the candy bar, because I don't know why you'd spend time talking about something that will be mine for certain.
I don't know, Maribel.
For certain. Only one of us got a diagram from our older sister about ass play.
What? What?
Did you know that boys have a secret button inside their buttholes? And if you press on it, it'll make them ejaculate instantly?
Gross.
I definitely knew that.
What's ejaculating?
Maybe you'll find out with your starburst or whatever you get, whatever the idiots get.
We don't even get candy if we don't kiss boys.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm just so locked in on getting the candy.
As the reigning champion of kissing boys, I definitely knew that butthole stuff.
Oh, did you? Why don't you describe it to me?
Yeah, describe it. We don't know about it.
Well, you...
You're sweating.
It's hot.
Julia.
No, it's what you said. You put your finger in their butthole.
Oh, gross.
And then you push a button and they pee themselves.
Is that how it works?
I hesitate to show you my diagram that I wrote from my sister's description.
Wait, you wrote the diagram? I thought she gave you the diagram.
What do you think? I was going to be caught dead with this in my suitcase? Get bunk check? I wanted this. Here it is.
Oh, God. girls, what are you doing?
Nothing. Not braiding hair.
We have dinner in 10 minutes, and I expect you all to be on time.
Yes, counselor.
Yes, counselor. We will be on time. Praise be.
Praise be.
Blessed is the fruit.
Good. Now, I don't want you getting any ideas. I know that y'all have a dance with the boys' camp this evening. So if you have any questions for me, I am an adult woman.
Miss Matilda, do you have chocolate all over your face?
What are you talking about? No, I mean, just a bit, I suppose.
That wasn't the candy bar, was it?
I could find another one.
The counselors don't have their own candy bar, do they?
Yeah, we got our own candy bar.
You won the candy bar?
Yeah, I'm going to be straight with you girls. We had a pre-dance last night for the counselors.
I knew it!
I feel like my whole life is a lie.
Well, let me tell you one thing. I was not a lie last night. I was pushing all the boys' buttons in their butts.
It's a button.
That's what it took to get the candy.
Yep, and they were peeing for days. Anyway,
oh my gosh.
Dinner in 10.
See you there.
Oh, God.
She didn't even care that we all vomited all over ourselves.
She didn't say anything about it.
Yes. Cut to the boys' camp.
Hey, boys. Knock, knock. Hey, I think maybe dance is canceled.
What?
I don't want to alarm any of you.
Yeah.
But
what's
we did have
pants?
A secret counselor dance last night. Okay, I'm sorry.
Why do you smell like piss?
God dang it. I needed to get... told my mom, pack two pairs of shorts for being cancer. You can't just have one.
You only swimsuit have one pair of shorts?
Well, my swimsuit's dirty, and I can't wear that all day, so I have one pair of shorts.
Jeez, Counselor Ross. That's gross. It's
beside the point.
Ross, you can't cancel the dance. We're looking to dance.
Ross, yeah. Did you pee yourself?
No, I didn't quite do it to myself. Listen, the girls have intel that's going to alarm all of us.
What?
You know how...
Do they know about sports? Do they know?
No.
We don't let them do that at camp. Nice.
Yeah, we wouldn't dream of it. No, of course not. No, they got intel on our bodies and how they work.
Whoa.
Now, you know how we were going to give away a couple of Reese's?
Yeah, of course.
Reese's.
To the guy who goes the furthest with a girl.
Yeah, and last year it went to Daryl, who brushed the back of his hand against a boob.
Freaking that Daryl. Was awesome. Freaking Daryl.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
didn't
also...
wash this hand for a month.
Weird.
Did you mean you washed it?
Not for a month.
I can't believe it. It's like you're so unworthy. Whatever.
Ouch. Shut up. You didn't get anywhere close to him.
We're not going to the dance, okay?
What?
Why?
You can't. We've been thinking about this dance for all week.
I know. What? I've been excited for you, but let me just tell you what happened last night.
What?
I was going in nice and easy for a Lone Star song.
Oh.
Every little thing that you do, you know?
Yeah.
I'm so in love with you. Yeah. Slow dance.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I feel a hand going down my butt crack.
What?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I shouldn't be telling you guys this. You're
just
only nine.
Spit it out already. What's happening?
Well, before I could say know what's happening, I had a middle finger two knuckles deep.
Oh, no. Where?
And I peed so hard.
No, she pressed the button.
You know about the button?
You know about the button?
Oh, what button? What? Yeah, my brother told me about the button, and I drew this circle graph using...
What the hell is it helpful for? A circle graph? A pie chart?
A Venn diagram? No, it's a pie chart.
Oh.
See, this is... a percentage of how much it feels good when they press the button, and this little sliver is outliers.
So that's the pee part?
Yes. What is the button, though? What?
I think that pie graph is wrong.
What is this button? It's a button that when girls press it makes you pee. Where is the button?
In your butt.
And a girl has to do it?
Yeah. But I reckon, who knows? Daryl.
Jesus Christ.
Stop.
Is that the same? Is that the boob? That better not be the boob hand.
That is the boob
you're
hand.
You're sullying
you're
the
so
boob hand.
Worthy. Did you get it?
Oh.
Don't tell anyone.
Here's the Reese's.
Wait, what the hell?
I don't think where anyone's doing that.
Well, okay.
No, come on, boys. I can't.
I didn't even know this was here.
I can't watch this. I can't watch this.
Wait, is it? Do they call it a button because it's in your butt?
I don't think so. I don't think it's called a button.
We cut to the camp office. Ross, you know why you're here.
Should I get some more shorts?
No, we walked in on a very strange, inappropriate scene, me and the other camp presidents.
Yes. I don't know the exact protocol for getting boys' fingers out of their assholes, but I can say I did what I thought I had to do, which was keep a fair distance and swat at the elbows.
Look, we're just concerned about... whether or not this
we
will.
Back to the swatting elbows.
Go on, stop.
Ow.
Guys, come on.
Stop.
I'm not getting close.
My elbows are strong. They're strong.
It hurts and it feels good.
Get out of there.
Ow. Now it's wiggling.
Cut back. I wasn't participating. I was trying to stop it.
Well, from our point of view, it looked like you were participating. Now we like you, Ross. You've been a great counselor for 6 years here at Camp Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to let you go.
Please don't. I need you to say something about this.
What the hell is that?
It's a pie chart.
Wait a minute. No, but this doesn't add up. Are you telling me that men and boys have a, on this little sliver here and that percentage, a button in their butt that makes them, and this majority and this minority of percentages, pee forever?
All I can say is that it happened to me.
We see her take it and crumple it and throw it in the trash can. Everybody goes home and the janitor is emptying the trash and he sees it, reads it, puts it in his back pocket, takes it home, it leaves camp. He's at home. His wife finds it on the floor. She picks it up. She scans it. Forwards it to some of her friends on email.
In the email, it says that if you don't forward this to at least 10 people, you'll have bad luck forever in bed.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
You've got mail. Welcome. You've got mail.
Dick, dear God, do you see this? Pence, get in here. Do you see this?
What?
Do you see this pie chart? Do you know what I'm looking at? It's huge. What we're looking at is huge.
This is huge. This is a big breakthrough. Breakthrough.
Have you ever tried what we're looking at in this pie chart?
I'm doing this right here, right now.
Yeah, Pence. I'm doing it too.
Okay, internet's fixed. Sorry, I know I was quiet. I don't know if I should be watching this. I promise my
now
lips are sealed.
You stay in here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got you set up with broadband now. No need for dial up.
You try it.
Try.
We gotta know if it works.
You didn't get I'll forward you the
it's
email.
It's awesome. Just try it.
Yes, Mr. President.
Hi. By God, it's true.
Cut to 60 minutes. I was just fixing the president's internet.
Can you tell us what happened after you fixed his internet?
He saw me there. He perched himself up on the Oval Office desk. You know, like Stormy said. And apparently he likes to perch. And he said I needed to try the result of the pie chart. The pie chart's now in 60 minutes.
We zoom out to a couple of dudes with their hands down their pants watching it on television. That's why I like him. He's like me.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Push my button.
All right. It's just a button. It's not sexy.
Now, what in the hell is going on here?
What?
I went out for 2 minutes and I come back to find my brother and my other brother pressing buttons in their butts.
You didn't see it. Trump did it.
Trump did it.
Trump did
it's
it.
It's good enough for a president. It's good enough for us.
I want to know. Excuse me. You left me in the car.
I'm sorry, Timothy. Come here.
And take a look at that pie chart, Timmy.
Huh?
We cut to like a helicopter's footage over the South, like LA on the 4th of July. We just see little geysers go. USA!
Anna, open the door. Open the door.
Okay,
what have you been working on in here? Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
What is this? You have a whole the whole wall full of bulletin boards and pictures and yarn going from one picture to another.
It's, yeah, I know.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find my camp crush.
Oh, my God. We have been married for 5 years.
I'm sorry.
Like, what? Can we give this up?
No. Michael, look, I love you deeply, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Are you sure?
I want to care for you,
you
when you're
old. You always mentioned we're not the same height. I have blue eyes.
It's different, okay?
I'm wearing this stupid necklace. I get made fun of all the time.
You wouldn't understand. You never went to camp.
I went to a camp.
Was it sleepaway?
No, it was just a day sports camp.
I can't do this.
What can't do what?
I can't do this. We don't understand each other.
I think I'm trying. I'm doing my best.
Look, I had a connection when I was 9 years old to my crush at camp, and I've never been able to find him since then. Can you understand that there's a piece of me that is unresolved?
I can't. I can't.
Ding dong.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I'm Private Investigator Gary Funked.
Say that last name once
Gary
more.
Gary Funked. Funked?
Funked.
Funked.
F-U-N-K-D-T.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Anna here, she hired me to do a little investigate.
Well, I hope this is about our boy. Is it?
It is.
Our son's been missing for 3 days.
That is a tragedy. I don't have any information on it. I do have this manila folder with some info about the camp crush, Garrett Rawl.
Anna. Jesus. Easy down the stairs. There she goes.
I thought, is it him? Did you find him?
Well, not I got our some
detective
son.
Detective Funk, did you find him?
I got some promising leads.
Oh, man, I've missed him so much.
Nothing conclusive.
A mother is never complete without
her son.
Her camp crush.
I have reason to believe our son may have been kidnapped, and I am this close to calling the cops.
No.
She insists I can't detract
Honey,
from the investigation at hand.
You just don't get it. You don't know what it feels like to pack a duffel bag in a trunk and fly up to Hendersonville, North Carolina, and unpack and put your Jersey Target sheets on a plastic mattress, hoping, just hoping that you don't sleepwalk in the middle of the night.
Ding dong.
Jesus Christ. We're live today. We got a live one. Hello.
Hi. Robbie Albaran doesn't live here, does he?
No.
Oh.
Who? Damn. Did you what?
Nothing. I'm just searching the nation for my camp crush.
You look gaunt and barefoot, and your eyes are sunken in, and your hair is all crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, anything to find that long lost crush.
Jesus,
take
man.
My card, Gary Funked.
Might be able to get some. Oh my gosh.
Come in, have some water, please.
No. The search must continue for Robbie Albaran. No.
Your feet are dirty. Goodbye.
Quit trying to invite homeless people into our house.
She was looking for something that you wouldn't
She didn't
understand.
Have a car. She just wanders off.
She knows what it's like to get dressed up for that one day of the 2 weeks where the boys' camp rolls in vans into the gym made of wood. And maybe, just maybe, you'll get a dance with a
Here's
boy.
Here's your $10,000 back. I can't keep doing
what?
This.
No.
You've reminded me of my camp crush. I must go find her.
No. Detective Funk, please.
Go ahead.
We're at a big New York City high rise. The penthouse, the elevator doors open up. Ding.
It's me.
I know.
It's me, Gary Funked.
Gary Funked.
What was that? You snapped your fingers like you just recalled my name for the first time in 35 years?
But I know your face.
We cut inside Heather. Wake up, everybody. Everybody.
Crush is here. Crush is here. Lost, long crush. Okay.
You know what? I told you I would remember how he smells. I told you that, and I do.
Okay, well, look alive.
Well, I didn't remember. I'm just saying one of us did.
Right, I was would have remembered. It looks like he's put on weight. I don't know. He's got some sort of skin condition.
Wait a minute.
Good. Is Hart going to say in any of this? Does Hart get a say in any of this?
What, Hart?
Did you not see his Facebook photos? He had dead minks all about.
Oh, dead minks and sensitive.
Oh my God.
He had dead minks. He's a mink hunter. Wait mink farm. He's a mink man.
What's
Hart fell in love. I thought Hart didn't get caught up in those kind of issues.
Oh yeah, keep putting the Hart in its place.
God. Left hit, would you stop smoking? No. We're indoors. Fuck you, loser.
We cut back out. It was like a kind of a stunned moment. For some reason, the elevator doors are still open. So we cut back into Funk's body.
Show her the turtles. Show her the turtles.
Somebody Dance. Better push my button.
Asshole, you really don't need to be into this right now.
Come on.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I just want to say, if I could have a say in this, that like I'm a prostate, not just a button that you push.
What else do you do? Huh?
Get cancer.
Wow. Wow.
What? Oh, legs. Wow. Well, I'm sorry. Are we really worried about leg cancer?
Anyone guys, worried about let's, legs? Let's okay. Touch your boob.
Yeah, it's.
Let's touch your boob.
Are we going in for the boob?
Yeah, screw it. I mean, maybe she'll touch me if you just touch her boob.
The elevator is just hitting his arm.
Outstretched arm. Touching a boob that has a lit cigarette.
Ow!
Cut into her body. Right tit.
Well, well, well.
Wow.
Burned again, huh? Left hit. Ruined the fun for all of us.
You stupid slut. Where is I'm mouth?
Got pizza! Pizza!
That was truly stupid, but I loved it. That was so fun.
So silly.
Thank you so much for being on The Meat.
Oh yeah, thank gosh. You both for coming on.
Thank you for having us. It was such a blast.
It was so much fun.
Let's go around and plug stuff. So, Heather, you got a podcast.
Plug. Because butts.
Yeah, okay.
Get it? Butts. Anyway, you can follow me on the gram at Higasaurus. I also have a podcast called Well This Sucks that is completely different from this one.
What's it about?
It's actually about my friend Danielle, who's battling breast cancer right now. So we keep it fun, but we get real. I don't know. Yeah.
It's cool. A great podcast.
Thanks, yeah. Alana.
That's awesome.
Well, I am part of a two Latina comedy duo called what? John Baxter with Heather.
With who? Oh my God.
And we have some sketches up you can find on Vimeo if you search. I think The Pickle Films is our Vimeo handle, but also John Baxter Comedy, because we've got everything on YouTube as well. And I also make a web comic on Instagram called Bad Comics with an X by Anna with two N's. It's too much to have to specify, but you need all that information. Mm-hmm. And I'm also on Twitter, Bad Comics by Anna. Tweet at me. Love tweeting.
What are your comics about?
Oh, my comics are about depression, anxiety, and my struggle with dairy, which honestly, it's a lifelong battle. I literally eat cheese every day of my life, and I'm deeply lactose intolerant.
I've given her lactaids from Costco and she won't take them.
Well, you know, I live on the edge.
Yeah, I've set up shop on that edge too.
Doesn't tell her it's for, but.
Yeah.
Jake.
Come see We're Gross with Gilly the third Thursday of the month at UCB Franklin. And check out Mondegreen, a Herald team.
Great. I'm at Mr. Josh Simpson on Twitter. Mr. Josh Simpson on Twitter. The meat is coming to Europe.
That's right.
Iceland, oh. London, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Scotland and Berlin, mm-hmm. and maybe Munich. So if you're in any of those cities, you're an international listener, come see us. We're going to do shows with local talent.
Yeah.
Do some workshops. So you can follow the meat on all of the platforms to find more about that. Tell a friend. Thanks for listening. Please. We'll see you next time on The Meat.
The Meat.
The Meat.
The Meat.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favorite shows, and this is one we think you're gonna love.
Have you ever wondered what makes a criminal?
So if we're talking about the beginning of crime, you don't begin with what's the first thing you stole. It's when did you realize I want to transgress?
Listen to The Score, Bank Robber Diaries, and go deep into the mind of one of Southern California's most prolific bank robbers.
Bank robbery is perfect for me because it married my greed and my rage, so I could get paid for terrorizing people.
Join over 1 million global listeners and binge all 15 episodes of The Score today.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the U.S. and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.